Boy Built for Trouble. The JDM/Jensen fic, written for Blindfold SBN, by Eliza Jane. Read by Herb the Owl. It's the summer between his senior year of high school and his freshman year of college. Jensen should be spending it getting wasted, laid, and doing all sorts of stupid shit. Instead, he's being sent to Seattle for a summer of manual labor. Jensen's mom drops him off at the airport with a, "Be sure and thank Mr. Morgan for this opportunity." If anyone should be thanking Mr. Morgan, it's mom's new husband for providing a reason to boot Jensen out of the house for the summer. As if Jensen doesn't know why, the creep. Pointing out that parents weren't supposed to offer up their children as indentured servants didn't get him anywhere other than being shipped off as intended, like a 12-year-old going to summer camp. When Jensen gets to Seattle, the man waiting for him is hot as fuck. Jensen takes a moment to look him over before asking, "You Jeff?" Like hell he's calling this guy Mr. Morgan. Jeff returns the look, and Jensen's pretty sure he isn't wrong about the appreciative nature of it. But when he meets Jensen's gaze, he gives him a fatherly smile and says, "Come on, kid, let's get your bags." It's only a matter of days before Jeff is driving Jensen out of his mind completely. After about 5 minutes checking out the house, Jensen is 99% sure he likes Sick. Problem is, he doesn't seem to be at all interested in Jensen. Beyond putting him to work, that is. Jensen wants him interested, but the more he tries, the more Jeff seems to ignore him. The little stuff doesn't work at all. Jensen's suggestive smiles and accidental touches don't garner so much as a raised eyebrow. So Jensen tries blatant insolence. But Jeff only gives him an amused, tolerant grin and a pat on the shoulder like nothing in the world could bother him. Jensen wants to get past that placid facade in the worst imaginable way. He volunteers to do landscaping on the first nice day they have. Once he's out there for a while, takes off his shirt, well aware that Jeff could see him from where he is inside the house. Jensen's worked on his body. He knows what he looks like. When Jeff comes out to check up on him, he only glances at Jensen for a moment before saying, "Not really all that hot out, is it?" Which is true. It's 70 in the sun if he's lucky, and instead of catching Jeff's eye, Jensen now feels stupid. He smirks and says, "Thought I'd give the little old lady across the street a show." Jeff turns to look, and sure enough, the woman is at her front window, a drink in one hand, her phone in the other. Jensen's glad at least someone is interested. "Well, just be sure and keep your pants on," is all Jeff says before going back inside. Jensen immediately wants to strip down, just to see what Jeff would do. Then he imagines Jeff nodding and saying, "Might want to put sunscreen on that," and decides against it. He's out in the yard again, and this time the weather is justifiably hot enough to go shirtless. If nothing else, Jensen can work on his tan. Maybe he'll sneak out later and test his fake ID. He wonders how Jeff would react to Jensen bringing someone home to fuck in the guest room. Desperate times and all that. Since Jeff has stopped checking up on him, Jensen has to periodically go inside under some pretense or another. When he slinks into the kitchen to get something to drink, however, Jeff isn't there. Jensen opens the fridge and is about to pull out a Coke when he spots the beer on the bottom shelf and grabs a bottle instead. He sighs and leans against the counter, has taken no more than two sips when Jeff walks in and frowns at him. "What the hell?" Jeff sets down the boards he's carrying and stalks over to Jensen, more worked up than Jensen's seen since his arrival. Over a fucking beer, apparently. "I got thirsty." "That's beer." "Jesus, was he serious?" "Brilliant deductive reasoning," Jensen says dryly. "You're 18. Jeff grabs the beer out of his hand, and he actually looks angry. Of course, that makes him look hotter, which just pisses Jensen off. "Chill out, Dad. It's one beer." "Listen," Jeff says, leaning a little into Jensen's personal space. "As long as you're in my house, you'll live by my rules, and that includes no underage drinking." It's fucked up. Jensen knows it's fucked up, but that threat coming from Jeff and that tone of voice is making him hard. He thinks of all the times in school when he came home trashed, his mom already in bed. He never got caught, and he thinks, if he went out tonight and came home trash, Jeff would catch him. He would be awake, one lamp on in the living room so Jensen would know, and ask where the hell he'd been. Ask if he was drunk. Jensen would lie, say he wasn't. But Jeff would walk over to him, pin him against the door and lean in, smell his breath, say, "You think I don't know you're lying?" And then, "Oh, what?" Jensen finally asks, focusing back on their actual conversation. "Seriously, what are you going to do? Spank me?" Jeff sets the bottle down on the counter and wipes his hand over his beard.
"Believe me, if I thought it'd help, I would have had you cross my knees weeks ago."
The threat fits in too perfectly with what Jensen was just thinking, and he can't quite stop the hitch in his breath at the mental image. He doesn't think it was obvious, but Jeff freezes, cocks his head for a moment as he studies Jensen. Jeff's whole demeanor shifts completely and he chuckles, this low, dark sound that makes Jensen's cock twitch.
"Is that what you've been angling for, kiddo?
You acting out so Daddy will notice you?" There are only a few inches between them, and Jensen doesn't even think to move when Jeff reaches out and grabs the back of his neck, leans in a little closer to whisper, "Didn't anyone ever tell you that not all attention is good attention?" Jensen swallows, suddenly completely unsure of how to proceed.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
Jeff's hand is hot and heavy on his neck, his thumb moving back and forth over the short hairs there, and Jensen wants to lean into it like a cat, have Jeff pet him everywhere. Jeff looks down, gaze flicking to Jensen's obviously tented shorts. Evidence to the contrary. Jeff's voice is fucking him up in all kinds of ways. Jensen can't read the tone. Doesn't know if Jeff is playing with him or outright mocking him. He looks down, his skin prickling hot with arousal and embarrassment, only to have Jeff duck his head down, forcing eye contact. And Jensen can't look away when he straightens up again.
"Tell you what," Jeff squeezes the back of Jensen's neck a little harder and says, "You can go upstairs right now and take care of yourself. Come back down with a better attitude, and we'll forget this ever happened." It's an out Jensen knows he should take. He's already in way over his head, already. Instead, he licks his lip and says,
"Or?" Jeff grins.
"Or I take care of you, and you still lose the attitude. That happens either way."
Jensen can't move, can't voice his answer, and he hopes his staying put is enough of one. After several long moments, Jeff lets out a breath.
"Yeah?" he murmurs, leaning in closer.
He smells like sweat and subtle expensive cologne.
"You gonna be good for me, Jensen?"
"Yeah," Jensen nods, and when Jeff narrows his eyes, changes his answer to, "Yes."
"Yes?"
"Yes, sir," Jensen tries. Jeff lets go of Jensen's neck, brings his hand around to drag his thumb over Jensen's bottom lip.
"Yes, who?"
Ah, fuck. It hits Jensen like a freight train and he has to squeeze his eyes shut before he can answer. "Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Please. God." He could feel his pulse pounding through his veins and he's afraid he's about to come right there without Jeff having touched him at all.
Attaboy.
Then Jeff takes a step back and slaps Jensen's hip. "Upstairs in my room. In the nightstand there are condoms and lube. Bring them down here." Jensen can't comply fast enough. He gets up to Jeff's room and has the bottle of lube and handful of condoms before he stops and thinks about it, drops the condoms back into the drawer and goes downstairs with just the lube. When he hands Jeff the bottle, Jeff raises an eyebrow and Jensen says, "I'm clean." Jeff chuckles again and grabs Jensen's hip, manhandling him till he's facing the counter.
"You really can't help yourself, can you, kid?" he asks. "Gotta test me just a little bit more? Or are you that desperate for Daddy's cock? You want me to fill you all up?"
"Yes," Jensen braces his hands against the edge of the newly installed counter, needing something to hold on to. He's desperate to have Jeff's cock in him, has been since the second he saw him, and arches into the hand Jeff runs down his spine, babbles, "Please, Daddy, I want you. Want to feel it."
"So polite," Jeff murmurs as he undoes Jensen's shorts with one hand and shoves them over his hips,
down far enough for Jensen to kick them the rest of the way off.
Who knew?
He slides his knee between Jensen's thighs, nudging until Jensen gets the hint, and spreads his legs further.
"You ever been fucked, son?"
Jensen isn't sure what answer Jeff wants from him, so he gives an honest one.
"Yeah. Yes."
He sucks in a breath as Jeff presses two slick fingers into him and spreads his legs a little wider. A few times.
Who?
Jeff slides his fingers out a little bit and pushes them back in, curling them, making Jensen's whole body light up.
Guys? My age? Guys from school?
Jensen tries to move back when Jeff pulls his fingers out completely, but Jeff's other hand is on his hip, holding him in place.
Do you beg this pretty for them? Spread your legs and ask them the fuck you bear?
Jeff's voice is low and gruff, and Jensen's glad the right answer here is an honest one.
No, Jensen shakes his head. Only you, Daddy, please. Fuck.
He jumps when Jeff smacks his ass hard enough for it to sting, and looks back over his shoulder, startled.
Language, Jeff chides with a smile.
He rubs over the area, almost apologetically, and any objections Jensen might have had are lost as he feels the head of Jeff's cock pressed up against his hole. Jensen turns back around, hangs his head forward, and tries to keep from tilting his hips in an effort to get Jeff inside of him.
So hot for me, aren't you, baby? Gonna open up and let me slide right in.
And then Jeff does just that, presses forward, slow and steady until he's seated to the hilt. It's exactly what Jensen wants, and too much at the same time. Jeff is huge and hot inside of him, and his whole body throbs as he tries to adjust to being stuffed so full. He's pinned between the counter and Jeff's body, and he still feels desperate and needy, wanting Jeff to crowd him in just a little bit more. Jeff's fingers dig into his hips as he leans in to ask,
"Is too much for you, sweet boy?"
Jensen shakes his head when Jeff starts to slide out.
"Tell me what you want."
Hard, Jensen manages when Jeff stops moving. I want it hard. Want to feel it later.
You can take it, huh? Greedy for daddy's cock.
Jeff thrusts back into him, pulling Jensen back at the same time, forcing a grunt out of him.
Like that, baby?
Jensen nods, manages another. Daddy, please. Before Jeff is fucking him so hard that talking is beyond him. All Jensen can do is pant and press his hips back, making desperate, hungry noises as Jeff pounds into him. He's so close, so close to the edge, and he reaches down to bring himself off, but Jeff stops him with a sharp no. Jensen makes an involuntary whining noise in the back of his throat and curls his fingers against the counter.
No touching, Jeff says, his words hot against the back of Jensen's neck. You'll come just from Daddy fucking you, won't you, baby?
It might as well have been a fucking command. As soon as Jeff says baby, Jensen's entire body tenses and he shoots so hard it borders on painful. Behind him, Jeff groans, his thrust becoming stuttered and uneven.
Fuck!
Jeff digs his fingers hard into Jensen's hips and pushes into him, pressing his whole body against Jensen's back. Jensen can feel Jeff's cock pulse, pumping his load inside Jensen's body, slicking up his insides. Impossibly, it just makes Jensen want more, and he makes a noise of protest when Jeff moves back, slips out of him. His body clenches around nothing, Jeff's cum sliding out of him as he turns around. Jensen looks at Jeff's chest, can't quite meet his eyes. He's still fully dressed, t-shirt and open jeans, while Jensen stands there in the middle of the kitchen, bare in every possible way.
I guess I should get cleaned up, he finally says.
Jeff stops him before he can leave. He tilts Jensen's chin up with one finger and says,
I don't think so.
Jensen's confusion must show, because Jeff reaches with his other hand to pull Jensen closer, then moves his hand over Jensen's ass, sliding his fingers back into him.
You wanted it, Bear. I think I want you like this for a while.
Oh. It's all Jensen can think to say. His cock is making a valiant effort to get hard again already, the shallow thrusting of Jeff's fingers not quite enough. He swallows thickly, hips twitching against the press of Jeff's thigh.
Yeah, like that. So good for me,
Jeff whispers. He leans down and kisses Jensen, deep and demanding and possessive. Jensen clutches at Jeff's shirt and kisses back until Jeff pulls away, curls his fingers and hits the right spot way too briefly before sliding them out again.
Christ, I'll be hard all afternoon thinking of you walking around all sloppy wet and open for me, desperate and eager to be fucked again.
Jensen makes an undignified noise and nods, because he is all of those things. No point in pretending he's not.
All right, then, Jeff says, stepping back. Get dressed and finished up outside like a good boy. We'll revisit this conversation after dinner.
It takes Jensen a minute to process the odor, and when he realizes Jeff's not joking, he does his best to ignore the flare of disappointment and takes a step back. Yeah, okay. He bends to grab his shorts on the floor. When he looks back at Jeff, he notes the amused smile and says, "Yes, sir." Jeff laughs and grabs the beer off the counter, his smile full of dirty promise. He takes a sip, doesn't even pretend that he's not watching Jensen get dressed. Jensen ducks his head down to hide his grin and thinks, "Best summer ever."